Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, I've got the mic working on this. Yeah, it's from the audio interface. We're gonna go to the bell sounds that I really like on this Integra 7, and it has to be somewhere around bell pad. Like, I have Fantasy 1, which is like the D50 Fantasy that you hear a lot on 80s movies and songs. Yeah, well, it is connected to my interface, actually. Like, the Integra 7 is a separate interface. And, but the bad thing is that the input and the synth engine are mixed.
Something's going on.
Yeah, can't find a way to position the mics. Like the bell sounds, these bell sounds that come, you'd hear a lot on the JRs, like Japan Railway. This is a sound that would make when it would, yeah. Yeah, when the train arrives, it makes that sound. Thank you. Or maybe I could find other sound, bell sounds that I could use. Maybe. So. A lot of like the Nokias and Samsung phones had the Roland sound, had some Roland sounds into it. Yeah, it would be cool to have like a Jamulus. Yeah, something was up. Yeah, something was gone. Yeah, this one. Yeah, this one. Yeah, that's like it has a lot of DX7 influence on this as well, but it's mostly Roland instruments. Now, if you want to see, this one has a lot of SFX and a lot of like ethnic sounds. Like if I go to expansion, I could load like I could go to it's called World Sounds Dynamic Drum Kits. Yeah, World Collection, not World Sounds. World Collection. And I can go to another, like this one is sound effects. Yeah, I just breathe it into the mic way too much. Yeah, I just breathe. Yeah, let's go to like what happened? Like, just go to PCM. What What happened? Just let me. Yeah, maybe it's like on drum kit. Yeah, just she came again. Yeah, we're gonna go back to, let me just read. Like, yeah, this have like JP8K sounds as well. This one's like from JV, from the JV1080, because this is based off the JV1080, the XV5080. And we can go to like World Sounds, which is like an expansion for the JV1080. And we can go like here. And the first. Yeah, this is yo sound. And if I could like increase the tempo. This sound is called the Great W. You know what? But it doesn't mean like W for, you know, the double. As you see, I'm playing this at different velocities, and when I play it soft, it sounds like this. And when I play it hard, it sounds like this. Yeah, so we can go, like, this has a lot of sounds, like this expansion board. That this is like a telecaster. Yeah, I do own an SC8820 as well, but I rarely use it because I don't have like an audio interface to route that audio output to an audio interface. And Integra 7 by itself is in fact an audio interface in itself, but I do use two audio interfaces. Like the mic you're hearing it in right now is from a Maya 22 USB audio interface from ESI. It's running at 48 kilohertz, so I had to change the settings on the Integra so it's at the same sample rate, so it wouldn't have much overhead. Okay, yeah. The Integra 7 does have MIDI I/O, and I actually do take it sometimes on stage. I do take it a lot on stage, and it has MIDI I/O. I could change settings so the clock, the tempo clock, would be for MIDI and not for USB, because it's, right now it's set at USB. You know, I use the Integra on stage, not the SC8820. I use the Integra on stage because, it's like, I did try to make my own music with the Integra 7. I used Rose Garden, and, It's a very neat music making software. It's a lot like Cakewalk. When I say stage, I actually mean church, because, you know, I'm only allowed to perform at church. That's just a not so good part. I wish I actually had like a perform in front of hundreds of people. It would be nice, like performing it around hundreds of people in my city. Maybe like I could perform like I have an I like attend another church that's like thousands of people. Yeah, it's like I could email this, like, organize like a fest. Yeah, that would be great. You could hear this guitar phrase sound in a lot of, like, I think older commercials would have this sound. Like, I remember one that did, like, it aired every day at 7, we would hear this sound. Yeah, I was not the commercial. I was actually talking about a radio show that my grandma puts on every day, like our local Christian radio station. Like, we have like a radio station, like that Christian radio station has like mixing guys, like the worst and audio engineering guys you would ever think of. Like, they claim they broadcast in stereo, but I've been. All my life, I've felt like it's all mono. Like, everything they mix is mono. And, like, they don't even mix. Like, some songs are even unmixed. They just wanted to hear it. They just wanted to hear the song as it is. Like, without mixing, without mastering. They're very bad at it. Like, they have this huge equipment. Like, I've been to their studio once. Like, they have this huge equipment that's also, like, very old. Like, they have the equipment from the 1980s still in use. Windows XP. They also still use Windows XP. Like, wow. It's insane. Like, they never want to upgrade. Like all these other flagship radio stations we have in our city. Like, all the flagship Locus FM, Magic FM, They do boost a lot of their sound. Yeah. They have their sound. They have like a lot of stereo width, and these are their flagship radio stations. But the Christian radio station that we have, it's very bad sound quality. Like, they did not even have an RDS tag. They did not have an RDS tag on their name until like a few years ago. Just a few 92.1 megahertz on my radio instead of actually seeing the radio's name. And I would and if I would like and the Hungarian language radio stations are when it comes to like technology. Like they even show like the artist and the song name, and yeah, like but our Romanian language radio, they only like show it as like an info tag. Yeah. That you hear. Oh no, it looks like no, this is not. And channel 10. Yeah, it's very different. Like, it's like this sounds very different from. What do you expect from a JVR and SC? Yeah, this scream is very different as well. It has a. Oh, yeah. It does have a siren sound. This one's called Starship. This one's a zap. Yeah, they're high quality compared to, like, I would go to another bank, which is, like, the JV Bank, and they don't sound as high quality. Because this is, like, released in 2012. This is, like, 10 years old, but it's still considered flagship. Like, you can actually hear, like, the telephone sound when it's going away. You can actually hear it going away instead of just, like, abruptly going. It's like, in other sounds, it would just abruptly cut off. But in this one, it just remains like that. These are male sounds, apparently. You know that sound like when it was a scratch sound. This is a famous scratch sound. I'm working with Ardor, I can just use the sound effects from the Integra instead of just getting a sound pack from Freesound or something like that. Advantage of having a high quality sound. To this one is the plug sound that I made. I made a sound on. Whoa! What did I do? Let me just go back to the preview. Alright, so. Thank you. as the final word, I would say, I wish I could have, like, something.